It's no ordinary evening here on Girl Chat. My friend Melissa Machenbacher is here with me. We have not seen each other in a long time. We worshipped together. We were on the mission field together, you know, both in India and in Mexico City.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And here she is, all these years later, she and her husband and their children moved to Colorado from Michigan, and they've lived there ever since.
That's right.
You've been in ministry, of course, mm-hmm. and you're with a nonprofit organization now. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so I'm with Forge, and the website is forgeforward.org. We have a ministry. Our mission is really the King's mission, and that's based out of Matthew 9, 37 and 38. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest. And really, what does that look like? Because your feet will go places that my feet will never go. And so how are we as kingdom laborers serving the King of Kings in the harvest fields? Whether we are working at a dentist office or whether we're a dog groomer, we can be a kingdom laborer here, there, and everywhere. And so we accomplish the mission of more kingdom laborers, of training and equipping them mm-hmm. through evangelists. We have about 20 evangelists that travel the world preaching and teaching and speaking the gospel message. And we also have equipping, training and equipping programs for kingdom laborers, and we have resources to just arm and equip the kingdom laborers in the harvest fields.
Wow, how awesome is that? Yeah. Praise God. All right.
Yes.
Okay, so there you are. You're at Asbury, and it's just day one, but God's already using you, to help others yearn even more for God. Isn't that an amazing thing? And it's probably because you were alone.
Mm. I believe he was able to definitely work in my heart so much more because it was just the Lord and I. I didn't have any other crutch, any other friends. He was my friend there. And and it was just such a divine appointment with him. The first day, I remember after the first day came to a conclusion, it was the first night they were beginning to shut it down for the night. And they said, even Jesus pulled away and rested. And so we're going to take a break and we're going to come back tomorrow morning. And I looked down at my clock and I thought, I've been here for 13 hours. It felt like 5 minutes. And it reminded me of the scripture that a day is but 1,000 years and 1,000 years but a day. Like, we lost all track of time while I was there, and just continual worship, and your heart in a posture of worship. There were people that were on their knees at their chair. There were people up at the altar. There were people standing, worshiping, kneeling, people in the aisleways that were just face down every way that they could worship the Lord. There were even people giving their lives to Christ without an altar call, only worship going on. Ooh. And they would walk up. There was such rich, tangible presence of the Holy Spirit and of worship. You know, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, right?
He totally
and
does,
so,
yes.
There was just this moment when I had went up to the altar, because I remember saying, okay, Lord, I'm ready. As I sat in the chair, and the Holy Spirit, and I just felt like, you know, that it was cocky for me to say that to the Lord, you know, like in a very wrong way. Like, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Go ahead and deal with me. And the Holy Spirit was like, you'll never be ready to see the fullness of your sin. And I knew that was an invitation for me to get to the altar. And I went up to the altar and I felt like, Robin, it felt like my heart was going through a meat tenderizer, but with the most gracious and precious and most merciful hands as I sat there before the Lord and saying, Lord, I don't even know what's in my heart, but I know that you're calling me to a deeper level of repentance. I need you to reveal, to expose, to make the crooked places straight. And it was one of the most precious, beautiful, sorrowful moments that I have had at the altar with the Lord.
Wow, how rich is that? Mm. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, God.
My guest is Melissa Machenbacher here in the studio with me. And we're right in the thick of it. We're right in the middle of it here on Girl Chat tonight on 102.3 Proclaim FM. And there's more to come.